April 1st through April 14th. Matthew chapter 16 and 17, Mark chapter 9, and Luke chapter 9. Thou art the Christ. As you ponder these chapters in the New Testament and listen to the messages during General Conference, pay attention to messages you feel the children in your class need. Invite sharing. If children in your class listen to or watch General Conference, invite them to share something they heard or saw.
Teach the doctrine, younger children. Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 17. I can gain a testimony that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Consider how you can use Peter's testimony and Jesus' response to teach the children what a testimony is and inspire them to seek their own. Possible activities. Ask the children to listen for what Peter said as you read Matthew chapter 16, verses 15 through 17. See also chapter 32, Peter Testifies of Christ, in New Testament Stories, pages 76 through 77, or the corresponding video on LDS.org. Explain that Peter was bearing his testimony of Jesus Christ. Read the verses again, or show the video again. This time, ask the children to listen for who told Peter that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. Bear your testimony of Jesus Christ and explain how you received it. Invite the children to seek their own testimonies from Heavenly Father. Matthew chapter 16, verses 15 through 19. Jesus Christ gives prophets and apostles priesthood keys to lead His church. The Savior compared revelation to a rock and priesthood authority to keys. How can you use these comparisons to help the children have faith in those who lead His church? Possible activities. Show the children a rock as you read Matthew chapter 16, verse 18 with them. Repeat with them the phrase, "Upon this rock I will build my church," adding actions to go along with the words. Explain that the church is built upon the rock of revelation. Show the children some keys and ask what we use keys for. Explain that Peter and the other apostles received priesthood keys from Jesus. These keys unlock blessings for us and open the way to heaven. For example, priesthood keys allow us to be baptized and take the sacrament. Give the children paper keys and have them write some blessings that priesthood keys unlock. Show a picture of the president of the church and bear your testimony that he holds all of the priesthood keys today, just as Peter did. Matthew chapter 17, verses 19 through 20. My faith can work miracles. When you read Jesus' promise that faith like a grain of mustard seed can move a mountain, what impressions do you receive about the children you teach? Possible activities. Invite the children to take turns drawing big mountains and small seeds on the board as you read Matthew chapter 17, verses 19 through 20 with them. Explain that the mountains we have to move are usually things that seem hard for us to do. What are some things that can feel like mountains to us? Use this week's activity page to help the children think about how faith can help them do things that God wants them to do. Place a picture of a mountain on one side of the room and write on it words like fear, doubt, or worry. Ask the children to name some things they can do to gain more faith in Jesus Christ. Let each child who suggests something move the mountain closer to the other side of the room. Read Matthew chapter 17, verses 19 through 20, and testify of the power of faith in your life. Ask the children to sing Faith in Children's Songbook, pages 96 through 97, and then give each child a seed to take home. Invite the children to plant the seed and put it somewhere where they can watch it grow to help them remember to have faith in Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Teach the doctrine, older children. Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 17. A testimony of Jesus Christ comes through revelation from heaven. How might Peter's testimony in Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 17, help the children as they build their testimonies? Possible activities. Ask the children what they would say if someone asked them, "Who is Jesus?" Invite the children to read Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 17, to find out how Peter answered that question. How did he gain his testimony of Jesus? What can we do to strengthen our testimonies? Help the children compare the way we know spiritual truths with the ways we know other truths. For example, how do we know how tall a person is or what the weather is like? How do we know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Bear your testimony of Jesus Christ and challenge the children to gain or strengthen their own testimonies. Matthew chapter 16, verses 15 through 19. The Church of Jesus Christ is led by those who hold priesthood keys. Studying Matthew chapter 16, verses 15 through 19 can build the children's faith that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is a restoration of the same church that Jesus established while he lived on the earth. Possible activities. Write Matthew chapter 16, verse 19 on the board, leaving out a few words, including the word keys. Ask the children to find the missing words. Show the video, Priesthood Keys, the Restoration of Priesthood Keys, on LDS.org. Or review the information on Priesthood Keys in True to the Faith, pages 126 through 127. What are priesthood keys? How are priesthood keys like real keys? Help the children list on the board the people who have priesthood keys. True to the Faith, pages 126 through 127, has a list that can help them. Invite someone in your ward who holds these keys to talk to the class about why priesthood keys are important. Hide several keys or pictures of keys around the room and invite the children to find them. After each key is found, help the children think of blessings we enjoy because of priesthood keys. For example, eternal families, baptism, and the sacrament. Luke chapter 9, verses 28 through 36. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. The transfiguration of Christ is one of the few times in the Scriptures when the voice of God the Father is heard testifying of His beloved Son. Studying this account with the children can build their faith in Jesus Christ. Possible activities. Invite the children to draw pictures of the transfiguration of Christ, as found in Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. Ask them to explain their pictures to each other. See also this week's outline in Come Follow Me for individuals and families. Give the children time to ponder what this story teaches them about Jesus Christ. Invite them to write their thoughts on the board. Invite a few children to share how they know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Encourage learning at home. Invite the children to ask their parents or other family members how they gained their testimonies of Jesus Christ. Improving our teaching. Use music. Primary songs and hymns can help children of all ages understand and remember gospel truths. Singing can also keep children actively engaged in a learning experience. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 22.